Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review Magazine, celebrating their 12th anniversary, and their new young sister, MVP Parent Magazine, Right Fit, Sports, Fitness, Wellness, and Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. We got a great doubleheader today. Shay Vaughn, she's a fitness legend. She's a lifestyle pioneer. She's the founder, CEO of Worldwide TV, and the famous Shaynetics. She's returning after about 5 years, along with dentist Dr. Mike Hutchison. He's the creator of the Power Plus mouth guard. It's a helpful tool in concussion protection and awareness. And then the sports doctors in an email. First, let's welcome back fitness legend Shay Vaughn. Hi.
Oh my gosh, that sounded, I had to pinch myself to see that you were talking about me.
Right. I'll send you a written copy. Shay, give us some background. Give us some background on your fitness career and some of the highlights leading up to what you're doing presently.
Well, I'm the founder and CEO of Worldwide TV, of Women on TV, and Faith and Family TV. Best-selling author, keynote speaker, health and fitness authority, and the creator, as you had mentioned, and CEO of Shaynetics. I'm also on SAG, and I do productions and different things like that. But, you know, the thing that really... At 8 years old, I mean, my mom put me into dancing, and I was a gymnast. And I was put into this group, and we traveled all over, and I thought that I was the cat's meow. I mean, I'm 8 years old, and I'm going out and doing all of these things, and I loved it. That's really what put me into the fitness, I think, because it was organic for me moving forward to really get into health and fitness and nutrition. And
you know,
all
I'm still seeing
things.
8-year-old Shay. I'm still
You're
putting
still
orthotics.
That at
yes, I'm still putting orthotics in 8-9-year-old figure skaters' skates because they're at a high performance level, and that's one of the reasons we pay so much attention on the Sports Doctor about youth sports with all of its pressures and all of its great sides. And you just talked about a lot of it. So. How long had the revolution, you know, with pioneers and in so many ways, the idea of combining the mind-body, yoga, and some of these other factors. I think mind-body also went into some of your attitudes about Shaynetics, didn't it?
Well, the Shaynetics is all about that, your mind, your spirit. You know, your thoughts, everything that goes into that. And Shaynetics, really at the heart of it, has 5 principles. And those principles are commitment, perseverance, self-control, integrity, and love. And everybody always asks me, why is love number 5? And I say to them, I kind of look at them and I say, well, because you've got to do the other 4 before you can actually really feel that loving yourself, because it's easier to love yourself when you're making, you know, things that you're doing that you're loving and that you're putting your heart into, your work into it, and you see results because of that.
You know, so many topics on the Sports Doctor, people trying to stick with their exercise programs, dealing with some of the high performance athletes in all sports. Whether you're trying to stick with your diet program, whether you're trying to improve or whatever you're doing, again, the mindset has become such a big deal. You know, you remember 20 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell the word mindfulness. I don't know if they do now. But seriously, that whole part of it, you know, yoga's kind of, you know, woo-hoo and whatever, and they didn't pay much attention, and with some of the great pioneers in the physical side, the Jane Fondas, you were right there along with her, I think, give or take.
Well, let's not tell that to the whole world.
You know, I'm talking about, well, we're talking spirit.
Very much so.
Spirit here, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
And everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back 5, 6, 7 years, you'll probably catch Shay on one of the shows. You can see who was on, what were the topics. You can listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you will see a array of articles on everything from choosing the best shoe to what about the whole world of concussions to what about the pressures on some of these kids. And one of my most famous articles, Shay would appreciate this, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. We publish a lot of great information besides who's on the radio, et cetera, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Shay Vaughn, again, a lifestyle pioneer in many areas, again, of fitness. So besides the mental side, which is probably such a big deal, you could talk about it all day, let alone the attention to mental health, Shay, over this past year and a half with COVID, every guest I have on from whatever they do, wherever they are in the world, they're talking about mental health and the challenges of mental health. What are some of the physical things and changes that you've helped initiate in the world of exercise, especially women's side of things?
Well, I want to go back to, because this is some of the things that I talked about, and actually talked about today when I was doing a yoga class, because I don't want somebody just to come for the physical side of it. I really want to leave them with something that mentally that they can think about. So one of the things that I was talking to them about is mindset, and people always think about it differently than what it actually is. What people don't realize is that there's actually two types of mindset. One of them is fixed and the other one is growth. Now, ask me what the difference is. Well, the difference is that number one, both of them, it's whatever you believe in. So if you believed that fixed means that, hey, I was born like this, I'm not going to change, this has been in my family for, you know, a long time, and I can't change anything. And it's just like, really, you kind of think about that. But there's more people out there that is more fixed, that believes those kinds of things, than those people that actually are on the other side, which is growth. And the growth is kind of like somebody that says, hey, this isn't going to be easy. I'm going to really have to put my commitment to it. I'm going to have to work hard. But if I do that, I think I can change the things that I want to and get the things that I'm looking for. So it's all about what we believe. And you've got those different people that are really thinking about those things. And those people that really think that if they work hard, when I go back to the principles again, if you are committed, if you persevere, meaning there's, you know, the work that you've got to do it. It's not going to work if you don't. So that's commitment, perseverance, self-control is actually like, hey, standing forward or stepping forward and taking responsibility. Nobody's going to do this for you. So if you think that something is going to come along and just all of a sudden you're going to get it done without working hard, it's not going to happen. So the minute that you really realize that this is on your shoulders, okay, that you have to do
well,
it.
It's personal responsibility. And, of course, one of the things that brought us together a long time ago, when you said take a step forward, I would say in proper alignment and with the right shoes. And that's when I got us, you know,
paying attention to
when we're talking about staying in shape, we're talking about all sorts of different programs. And we've watched this revolution of women's fitness, you know, a decade or two ago, You know, you couldn't sell a woman on lifting weights and doing strength training. Shay, what is the website people can find out about you and all your programs?
They can actually go to WW, which stands for worldwide. So don't put three there, just two. Stands for worldwide, WW, and then TVN. So that's T as in Tom, V as in Victor, N as in Nancy, the letter, .com.
Okay, tell us about worldwide television. Tell us about what is important to you with this whole idea, the worldwide TV women's side. What's that all about?
Well, there's a lot to tell you, you know, on that. The first thing, let me just kind of mention to you that people always hear OTT, and they're like, oh, what does that mean? Well, OTT just stands for over the top. And so OTT refers to film and television content provided by a very high-speed internet connection rather than like using a cable or satellite. So when you think about TV, sometimes mostly think about Netflix and Apple TV and all of those because they are a standby. They don't have to use the cable or satellite. They do everything themselves, including distribution. So those things are the most important thing. You know, streaming is here to stay. It's not all of a sudden going to go away. In fact, there are many, many things that are out there that actually show you that what people love about streaming and being able to get on and watch anything that they want to, when they want to, they don't want that taken away from them.
Well, do you include, I mean, are you specifically still dealing with health, wellness, lifestyle, et cetera, or is this is this women oriented?
Well, the first one that 4.5 years ago when I left Chicago and came here to LA, because each one of my kids, Victoria, Valerie, and Vincent, one by one all came out here. And I used to be going back and forth, and my daughter, Victoria, when I was out here visiting, turned around to me. She says, Mom, she says, don't you realize there's a lot of snow in Chicago and that all your kids are out here? And so now it's been 7 years that I've been out here.
Yeah, I remember they sold you, you know. I thought Vince might put you in one of his movies somewhere along the line.
At least a cameo,
somebody working out.
I do. I have had several spots in his show.
Oh, you have. So. That's so exciting.
I have. His father has been in them too and whatever. So anyway, I want to go back to this because I think that what's really important in what we're talking about is not just, you know, what's needed to be done, but if you're not doing something that you believe in and that you have the passion, you just really want to do this. You wake up one day and you're thinking about something, and that thought becomes an idea, and that idea is actually telling you to take action, and so you build. You're an entrepreneur, you're an influencer, you're a small business, you know.
And you can't do any of it. You can't do any of it if you're not feeling good, if you're not paying attention to the health and wellness side. You know, it's like I talk on the Sports Doctor all the time, Shay, about the new medicine, quote unquote. And the new medicine is, one, eat smarter, and two, keep moving. And all the help we can get from paying attention to attitude and, you know, again, your catchwords, the perseverance and stick to it, all of these things, again, whether somebody is the CEO of a major company or they're the mom and dad or whatever the vocation happens to be, they're looking to try to be as active as they can. I would imagine you were in the middle of all the challenges of this past year and a half as, you know, the world shut down, fitness clubs, gyms shut down, schools shut down. So we've been really challenged this past year and a half, haven't we?
We have, and I have to say to you that there was a number of people, maybe not enough, but there was a number of people that actually took that opportunity to build or to put things together and get organized for the things that they want to make. Now, on my side, like I said, Women on TV was the first one 4.5 years ago that I built. And now, over the last 4 months, that actually gave me the opportunity to build Worldwide TV and Faith and Family. And the reason for doing that is that I had so many people that were coming to me, guys specifically, and they didn't want to have a woman as a co-host. They just wanted their own show. And it made me realize that what I needed to do was to expand the opportunity for no matter who it is, that they have a place.
Yes, isn't it amazing? Right. Still in this day and age, the pressure is on. Of course, when you're talking faith and family, when you're talking family and fitness, then again, you start dealing with the world that I'm dealing with all the time, which is the safety of youth sports and parenting the child athlete and all of these kinds of physical and emotional pressures that we put on these kids, sometimes way, way, way overboard, and trying to keep things in perspective. So these are the areas that, you know, people need to continue to pay attention to. I call it one of society's great challenges. You know, how are we going to return to normalcy, paying attention to what counts? And it sure sounds like you're really right smack in the middle of the whole value of the mental game and everything that you're developing in the TV world, as well as you're still teaching classes, right?
Oh, I do it every day, and I love it, and I do it. I actually even help people that are doing surgeries over at, it's called Beach City Orthopedics, and I'm a physical therapist.
You help them rehab. Shay, give me again. I knew the time. I knew the time would fly by. Ran out of time. I knew it would happen. We'll have to get you. Give me quickly the website people can find out about you and you, everything you're doing.
Okay, once again, that's WWTVN. So that's WWTVN.com. And you're going to see all kind of marketing in there. You're going to see all about the shows and all about Shane Eddicks and anything that you are looking for.
Great. I want to thank you so much for coming back. And hold on a second, Shay.
Okay.
Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hold on, Shay. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, An Essential Guide for Any Parent with a Child in Sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. I want to welcome back dentist Dr. Mike Hutchison. He's the creator of the Power Plus mouth guard, and it definitely is a helpful tool in concussion protection and awareness, the whole idea of mouth guards and the awareness. Dr. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Give us some background on you and the Power Plus mouth guard and your immersion up to your ears in concussion awareness.
Well, I'm a neuromuscular dentist, and that's a growing field because it has to do with how your jaw muscles function and how the innervation to the muscles and the extremities are interconnected. And so this is how I kind of came to know physiologic jaw position and its effect on the skull and the body. And what I was trying to do is help people with TMJ, and we discovered that it's a muscular problem, and if you can set that jaw in the correct position, the TMJ is cured. So when we were doing that, we also discovered that people were stronger and had more strength output that they could give that they didn't think they had. And so we studied that and found in a study at Wayne State University, we found that there was a 16.8% increase in strength output when your jaw was in its physiologic jaw position. So that was a phenomenal discovery because you could do more work and you could be stronger and you have it all within you, so you can play better and all that. And the concussions came around when I was testing for strength. I had two high schools here in Traverse City, Michigan, that I tested the high school football teams. There were 100 boys, and I tested them over 6 years for strength increase, but found that when they wore it playing football, that they didn't have a concussion. Not one of the boys, not one of the 100 kids had a concussion over a six-year period. And so that changed the whole game. And since then, I've had 7,000 athletes in a study, and we've had 9 concussions. So that's 0.2%. That's almost zero.
Yeah, that's Michael, what a big deal. I've had guests on from all over the world of concussions. What a big deal it is, a tremendous advances being made in awareness, in treatment, and the revelation. We always made an analogy when you were on. I'm talking the alignment of the foot and ankle in orthotics to enhance performance and prevent trouble by malpositioning. And you're doing the same thing up higher in the mouth and jaw for alignment and positional efficiency. So it was always, to me, this tremendous analogy of the alignment. Matter of fact, one of my colleagues, Dr. Cavanaugh, over the years, made a very big deal about orthotics helping TMJ, especially when they combined it. So there's a tremendous commonality there, you know, with the underlining word of alignment. And mouth guards, the idea of mouth guards for protection and all of these things that we all grew up watching some of it, do you find that it seems to be that it's much more normal to, regardless of the sport with growing kids, them to include a mouth guard, or am I still dreaming?
No, absolutely. And if you look at the history of mouth guards, and the mouth guard that we have today, it's 71 years old. It was brought about by the American Dental Association because some Notre Dame football players were breaking their teeth. And they came up with a design that would keep them from fracturing their teeth if their teeth happened to bang together, and they called it a mouth guard. That was in 1950, and that's the only equipment that we're still using today in contact sports, is that 71-year-old mouth guard. The rest of the equipment's all brand new, all technologically sound, but the mouth guard is 71 years old.
Amazing. Yeah, it's like saying over-the-counter arch supports compared to a prescription alignment. Yes, you're talking about it with the mouth guard is a measured device to still provide all the protection right? Can it still provide
right.
all the protection as well as change the alignment? And you would think, again, that this would be well accepted already in so many areas, but we both have the same challenge in some instances of education with these areas. I would imagine that the coaching profession and the medical profession has come a long way paying attention to mouthguard and the association with concussions. That's gotten a lot of play thanks to you, Dr. Mike, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, because up until now, it's a mouthguard has been just to protect your teeth, and there's a lot of myths about what a mouthguard does, such as keeps you from getting your teeth knocked out, and that's just a myth. That's not correct. Never has been and never will, because it's just not strong enough. If you receive a blow strong enough to knock a tooth out, that little flexible plastic thing, including power plus mouthguard, is yes. not going to prevent you from knocking, or we call it avulsion, knocking out your tooth. That just doesn't happen. But the
concussion connection, Mike, where we're talking again about the jarring, hitting the ground, collisions.
Right.
And we're talking about, I think you had mentioned, you'll quote me from a show before you were on, you talked about enhancing the shock absorption of the whole face, neck, jaw to try to reduce some of those concussion forces. Do I remember that right?
Yes, and what we're talking about is twofold. The strength increase also strengthens your neck, and there's not anybody who disagrees that strengthening your neck muscles will reduce concussion incidents. So just by aligning your muscles in a better, proper physiologic position, you strengthen your neck muscles by 16.8%. But also, you're positioning that ball and socket of your jaw joint on both sides right in the centermost middle part of that joint, so that when a force comes traveling up your lower jaw to your skull, it can't cross that gap and has to go out, dissipate out into your neck and shoulders and not affect your brain. And so that's the important discovery of this physiologic jaw position, is that we position that ball and socket in the right spot.
Yes, of course. If you're going to do a prescription anything, you better have the right prescription. Whether we're talking about a tooth position or a contact lens or an orthotic in a shoe, so that we're talking, proper alignment. You know, we pay so much emphasis here on the sports doctor. Everybody listening to the sports doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years, who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read about exciting new stuff that I'm participating with. The Sports Doctors In with MVP Parent Magazine. And articles that I've written with Lower Extremity Review. Congratulations, LER, celebrating their 12th anniversary, and all sorts of different topics. We're talking with Dr. Mike Hutchison, and we're talking about that Power Plus mouth guard. And what's the website, Mike? People could find out all about the mouth guard.
Yes, it's powerplusmouthguard.com. And you can find a lot of information, some videos, and everything that is available. The knowledge is there. You can find it on the website, and you can actually order one. It'll come to your house in a couple days.
The big emphasis that we spend on youth sports, the reason I co-authored the book, #ASportsParents, was the epidemic in all capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both mentally and physically. What ages do you find it's important to pay attention to something like a mouth guard if the kids are in running, jumping, or other kinds of sports?
Well, with this technology, we start really young. When Pop Warner starts in third grade for football, soccer is even younger than that. And those are sports, the soccer, a lot of the girls' sports don't require wearing a mouth guard, and that is just something that needs to change. Because,
you know, last week, Mike, I had to put you together. You know, last week or 2 weeks ago, Rob Stolper, he's a big advocate of helmets and girls lacrosse from New Jersey, you know, and trying to get some of these changes. That's a great question, which is what the what's mandated. Do we find high schools and junior high schools paying attention to using mouth guards, at least in the collision sports?
Well, there is a rule in four collision sports: football, hockey, field hockey, and lacrosse. Those sports, there's a rule that they have to wear a mouth guard. But one of the highest concussion sports in high school is girls basketball, and that's not required to wear a mouth guard. Soccer is not required to wear a mouth guard. Cheerleading, if you can believe that, has a high incidence of concussions. And, of course, they don't wear a mouth guard because they feel like they have to be able to talk. But with Power Plus mouth guard, it's on the lower, so you can talk normally because it's under your tongue and there's no obstruction.
Yeah, Kimberly Archie, who's been a frequent guest of mine in the past, is a champion of the world of concussions and cheerleading in all aspects of that particular sport. And yeah, it's hard to figure why one sport would require another. You know, of course, we all know football, famous, that would maybe require and be assumed that it was required. But again, even the running and jumping and falling and whatever in the different athletic events, it seems to be making so much sense. So if somebody orders this and they would then take a mold themselves, Mike?
Well, I designed it so that every kid could fit it themselves. And so you actually just order the little two-part mouth guard as a shell, and then there's extra material if you need that. And you just take a measurement of your physiologic bite, and then you fit it according to that. So a very simple thing to do. Any kid could do it, but it has to be fit correctly. And I want to point out that it's not a boil and bite type of a mouth guard, because you can bite anywhere that you desire to bite. That you have control of that. But we need the uncontrollable nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, to take over, to put your jaw in that physiologic jaw position. So basically what you do is you warm up the plastic, and then you swallow, and that contraction of those muscles positions your jaw correctly in its physiologic jaw position as the material is cooling down. And after five swallows, you're good to go, and that's your physiologic jaw position, and you're safe.
How expensive are these units, Mike?
You can get online. It's $43.95. It comes with a case for free and free shipping.
I want to ask you about some of the other things about it, like durability, et cetera. When we come back, we're talking with Dr. Mike Hutchison. He is the creator of the Power Plus Mouth Guard, helpful tool in concussion protection. And we'll be right back at the Sports Doctor.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports med, fitness, wellness. We're talking oral health and mouth guard concussion awareness with Dr. Mike Hutchison. He's the creator of the Power Plus mouth guard. You were just talking about somebody can measure themselves, get the right jaw position. What's the durability? Is this seasonal? How often does somebody have to change this, Dr. Mike?
Growth that happens with a kid in those years, and so change it every once a year. Adults don't really change that much, so they can change it when it starts to wear out. But I always tell kids, because you see a lot of them chewing their mouth guard, that that should not be done with a Power Plus, because
I was chewing, that's right. That's you see
chewing
that
makes
you
chew
all the time.
Right, chewing makes it thinner, and thinner makes you weaker. So don't chew on your Power Plus physiologic mouth guard, or else you're going to be detrimental in your performance and put you more at risk for a concussion by positioning your jaw in the wrong spot.
Yes, and like we talked about, and everybody who's aware of the sports doctor knows, where we have people from all over the country, international people, in the world of concussion and concussion awareness, as different treatment modalities, whether it's hyperbaric oxygen, whether it's other identifying on the sidelines, whether it's our friend in New Zealand, Adrian, looking to come up with a saliva test on the sidelines that can make a decision on someone had a concussion, they might not have had a concussion. There's so much going on. Yet on the physical side, again, I'm a little surprised that there's not more general acceptance about jaw positioning being very, very important. It should be routinely. I guess you got to be a politician, Dr. Mike.
Something. You know, it's so interesting because there's so many things out there to diagnose a concussion. And frankly, we don't really have a good modality to diagnose concussions.
No, still iffy.
We don't really know how to treat them that well. And it is surprising that there isn't a lot more research on how to prevent. I think the only thing that we have is not play the sport.
Well,
that can prevent a concussion.
You know, that this is the challenge that, you know, especially the great example is football, where we know if collisions are a constant part of the sport, then we're going to be in trouble with slamming the head around and having different types of concerns regarding the possibility of concussions. So the fact that there has been, tremendous awareness, again, there's a new, again, treatment modalities, the idea of prevention and of paying attention. That's why I call things like the Power Plus mouth guard a very helpful tool in the toolbox to try to do the best we can to reduce some of these jolts. Running, changing direction, jumping, coming down from jumps, all I wonder how many figure skaters use mouth guards, Mike, do you know?
Not very many at all. My daughter was a figure skater for 10 years, and she wore a mouth guard because she was my daughter.
The enhancing performance, yes. Yeah, I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. That's my specialty in that world. I'm going to have to tune them in to paying attention. Again, enhancing performance is, you know, the area also that we're talking about. That's an exciting combination. And again, I make this analogy with orthotics and shoes, which is it's very exciting that the same modality that's used because something hurts, because we're having problems, whether it's jaw problems or whether we're dealing with trying to reduce impact, is the same instrument that can enhance performance, like you're talking about enhancing strength with jaw alignment. And I'm saying to you, you're going to be a step or two faster if you have orthotics for proper positioning in your skates or shoes. So again, the word alignment and efficiency in combination, I think, is the name of the game. You know, one of my frequent guests, Catherine Snedeker, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's the founder of Pink Concussions and has tremendous programs for that whole special category of girls and girls sports. It is definitely something that is getting more and more attention, like we were mentioning before. You know, the world of lacrosse. I'm surprised soccer is not routine. It isn't in college or high school, Mike?
No, there's no rule that they have to wear one. It's just up to the athlete whether they want to or not. And that's one of the things that's important, is that we're learning more and more. I love it when you say the whole body, from the jaw to the feet, is all connected, which is something that is so true. But yet, over the last, 50 years before us, everything was compartmentalized. And, you know, people even thought, and I weren't doctors.
We were
dentists and podiatrists, right? But now we realize that the body's all connected. And you do something to one part, and it affects the rest of the body.
Yes, and the area, again, of enhancing performance, you know, everybody's aware, you know, one of my frequent guests is a vestibular training product in the world of spinning and harnesses in the world of figure skating, with all those high-performance spins and whatever. Again, talking about that whole vestibular system, you know, the ears and the jaw position and all of these things you got to connect up with, my friend, in that regard. Because these areas of enhancing performance, that's what you see. If we had a time machine, we go back and we could see whether your young daughter, who was a figure skater, whether she was more efficient at jumping a little higher, a little quicker. And if she wasn't, then we would have put orthotics in her skate.
Well, if we put, a combination of both, and
you got it.
we'd have a winner.
Yes. Yes. And this is something, again, that is, there is no hotter topic in sports and youth sports than concussion. All sides of it, all areas of it. And sometimes we're faced with the fact that the game itself, like football, it is what it is. There is no safe tackle football. I get a lot of criticism for that in one sense. It just isn't. But if we can enhance protection with different tools, whether it's helmet technology, whether it's the physiology of neck strengthening and jaw alignment and these other things, we're seeing a lot of that because of changing the game and the rules of the game is not easy to do when we've been rooting for them and playing them for 50 years. And then understanding, we got to cool it with the checking in hockey. These collisions are much too aggressive. These players are bigger, faster, stronger, but it's a tough sell, probably a cheaper sell, again, is the idea. And you would think that, because everybody's got a mouth guard, but you hit a great point where you said they're talking about them chewing on them. I see that in the NBA games and baseball, all the time. That regard.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com.
Now, oral health, of course, such a big deal in any athlete's life, in any sport. And I know, of course, your profession of dentistry is in the middle of all of that, paying attention to that when it comes to, the rest of the body. And then sometimes we see that's underplayed also, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I would like to say that this is part of the problem, is the jaw has never been considered to be part of the concussion equation. In fact, in football, it's made worse by the helmet. The chin strap pulls that jaw back up against your skull to hold your helmet in place. and the face mask doesn't go down far enough to protect your jaw. So it's an interesting study to look at what the concussion rate has been over the last 50 years. It's been pretty constant.
Well, you know, the whole idea
many
of the helmet
changed.
Yeah, the whole idea of the helmet was to do something about it, and then, of course, it didn't, because concussions are from the brain jarring around inside the skull. Helmets are to prevent skull fractures, and they ended up, they became
right.
a weapon in a sport like football. So the technology, the understanding of what a concussion really, really is still, you know, evolving. But again, the idea that the jaw absolutely should be considered a very, very big part of this whole attention that's paid, I think is very, very important. That's why we have to keep you coming back every now and then to let the, because we're still treading water in so many of these areas, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to know how the jaw has to do with concussions, you just go back and look at Mike Tyson's highlight videos, and all of his uppercuts, his signature punch was a concussion waiting to happen.
Iron Mike, you know, in that regard. And the fact that you can pay attention early with mouth guard awareness and protection for children's sports, I think is very, very important. Also, if your child plays competitive sports, I don't think there's an exception for the mouth guard not being part of the gear. Agree?
And I absolutely agree. And more importantly, physiologic jaw position mouth guard is the most important thing, because everything else is just a tooth protector, and it just doesn't give you what you personally need.
Yes.
It just
well,
gives
that's
you
your title. That's the title when you, the first minute of the show, you said you're a neuromuscular dentist. Did I get that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. And that, to me, it's a major, major key. Years ago, we would see when this was included, weightlifters seemed to increase their strength. It was bandied about, you know, with another myth over so many of these different times as far as it was really, really studied. And the fact that it's still around, you know, that usually will perk up an athlete's ears. We could talk injuries all day. He's half asleep. When I say you want to be two steps faster, he's listening to me, you know. So many times that's one of the weapons that because it seems very, very sensible. Again, you also probably get involved in some strengthening of jaw muscles, at least that awareness of that these athletes should be paying attention to that and neck strengthening.
Absolutely, and that's one of the benefits. That's one of the things that falls apart in TMJ, when people's mouths don't connect correctly to the upper jaw. The jaw muscles become fatigued, and the neck muscles become spasmodic, and that's a common symptom of TMJ is weak neck muscles.
And dentists pay attention to this, or you really neuromuscular dentists a specialty? That would you say?
Well, it's a kind of a specialty of dentistry. It's not one of the common ones that you would know, like an endodontist or an orthodontist. It's relatively new. It's only been around for about 40 years.
The physical therapist
concept.
The physical therapists pay attention to what you're talking about? I would imagine they do.
They do in regards to some aspects, but, you know, it's not part of their understanding. And so they have to deal with all parts of the body. So they get very limited study in TMJ and the functions in the temporomandibular joint. But super important.
Yes, and this is, again, you know, the idea of doing the best you can to try to reduce that shock and create the stability with alignment with your Power Plus mouth guard. Also, again, incorporating protection. And the earlier, the better. I would think the pediatric community would be interested in what you're talking about. And there, of course, you know, another audience that's very, very important in so many ways. I would imagine they're paying more and more attention to what you're talking about.
Well, it's a growing study, and it's a growing area of dentistry and medicine. It takes a lot of, as you know, it takes a lot of effort and time and study to change a historical tradition or a school of thought. Many of the things that we do in dentistry today are still, you know, 100 years old because that's the way we tend to do it. And but we have a lot of different, you know, ways to study, you know, things that we can analyze better, and it's starting to change things. And neuromuscular dentistry is one of those things that brought about why I'm here, and physiologic rest position. We wouldn't have known that if we didn't have the modalities of study that we could understand how the mechanism of the TMJ worked and the muscles of mastication. So,
you're talking about the two things. Yes. Yeah, you're talking about the two things everybody cares about in sports, Dr. Mike, whether they're the parents, whether they're the athlete, whether they're the coach. And those two things are, number one, can I prevent trouble? Can I prevent problems? Can I reduce my chances of from concussions on down or lower extremity, like what I'm talking about? And number two, for those interested, can I enhance performance? Can we enhance recovery? Can we make a difference in quickness and strength and flexibility? And again, alignment with the understanding that the alignment of the body, such that's why I still sing the song to many athletes and their families. The foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the leg bone. But I do now have a generation of 10-year-olds around that age group. When I say, hey, you remember that song? And they look at me and they say, no, I don't. So I'm telling you, it worked for 40 years of practice. And now I have kids who look at me like, but again, that concept, again, like you mentioned, that everything is connected and that it makes so much sense. I can imagine you could talk all day on the importance, again, of this when it comes to people with headaches and migraines and all of these other kinds of problems, that the jaw position, you know, probably makes so much sense.
Absolutely, and especially, you know, when it comes to podiatry, you would know as well that if you're not breathing right, or your head's tipped forward because of your malalignment, it's going to make you lean forward, make your feet hurt. So it's really important to realize that all of our body mechanisms are all interconnected and are affected by each other.
That's great. Dr. Mike Hutchinson, again, the creator of the Power Plus Mouth Guard. Michael, give me quickly again, before we're finished, the website they can find out.
It's powerplusmouthguard.com.
Powerplusmouthguard.com. Dr. Mike Hutchinson. Hold on, Michael. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. This is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. Again, if you want, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years, who was on, what were the topics. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see an array of articles on so many topics. And you can chime in. Again, you want your email featured, drrweil, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. D-R-R-W-E-I-L. Sports Doctor, written out at Yahoo. Some great shows coming up. Next week, the editor of both the Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent magazines, Janice Raddick, will be joining me. And that's going to be fascinating to talk about the array of topics. Lower Extremity Review, celebrating their 12th anniversary. MVP Parent, newer one in that regard. So She'll be joining me with Bruce Merrin, one of the legends of PR. Following week, Rob Andrews, mental training with his wall of gold medals with women's gymnastics. And we're going to catch up with the documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, with Joel Franco. So some great shows coming up. We'll see if we have a couple of emails here. Perry says, why are there so many overuse injuries in youth sports? You know, Perry, youth sports is a business, $20 billion a year business, so many serious kids and at younger and younger ages. So we end up with overdoing everything. We overschedule. We sometimes overdo pressure on these kids mentally and physically. Overuse injuries, typically, you know, my ankles hurt, my shins hurt, my arm hurts. No, I didn't have a specific injury. It's just I'm doing too much or I'm too aggressive. So these are the things parents and coaches need to pay attention to. You'll hear a lot about it, read a lot about it on the Sports Doctor. We feature that as a major, we just talked about it, the upcoming documentary Where Our Children Play, iris lifts and pronated feet affect women's knee problems. Yes, they can and they do. Half the people I've seen over the decades for foot orthotics with women, it was knee trouble, especially in athletics and running and jumping sports. The anatomy of women, wider hips, a little bit more of an angle down to the knee, feet effect, more torque and twist in those areas. Traumatically, it's still 4, 5, 6 to 1 ACL injuries, females to males. Got a lot to do with those biomechanics. So you want to pay big attention, whether you're the parent or whether it's you. Pronated feet, even if they don't hurt, or over-pronated feet, that flat, rolled-in foot, definitely increases torque to the knees. Adam says, my son's a cross-country runner. He's been plagued with shin splints since he's 10 years old. Pay attention to foot mechanics, Adam. Almost always persistent shin problems. Shin splints, not a medical term. It could be a stress fracture. It could be a tendonitis, a muscle overuse. Get a proper diagnosis. But if it's been persistent, see podiatry. Pay attention to his feet. Pronated feet, hyperpronated feet are famous for straining that tendon, the tibialis, posterior tibialis tendon, that slows down the collapse of the foot in walking and running. So you really want to pay attention to that as well as shoes. The answer, optimally, custom orthotics, specific strengthening and physical therapy program in order to break this cycle. If we have time, Terry says, I'm a 50-year-old walker. Can persistent back problems be foot-related? In 10 seconds? Yes, it can, man. Your feet affect all areas of the body. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.